In the day's other news, the U.S. economy rebounded strongly in 2021, with the best growth since 1984. The U.S. Commerce Department reports that the nation's gross domestic product increased 5.7%. The jump was driven by strong consumer spending and private investment. Separately, new unemployment claims fell last week for the first time in a month to 260,000. This was the deadline for health care workers in nearly half of the states to comply with a federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld the requirement earlier this month. It extends nationwide in the next few weeks. Also today, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona urged schools to spend federal pandemic aid on tutors to help students who have fallen behind. In Russia, the Kremlin says there is little room for optimism after the U.S. rejected its security demands. But it says that dialogue on Ukraine is still possible. That came as Russian fighter jets landed in Belarus today for exercises north of the Ukrainian border. To the east, tanks and guns took part in maneuvers. Still, Moscow insisted it won't start a war.
From our side, we have repeatedly stated that our country doesn't plan to attack anyone. We consider even a thought about war between our peoples unacceptable.
The White House said that it hopes the Russians are not playing games with diplomacy. And President Biden spoke by phone with Ukraine's President Zelensky. U.S. officials said Mr. Biden again promised a decisive response if Russia invades Ukraine. China is demanding that the U.S. stop interfering in the Beijing Winter Olympics, an apparent reference to a U.S.-led diplomatic boycott of the Games. The Chinese Foreign Minister and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone today. The Chinese quoted the minister as saying, "The U.S. continuously puts forward wrong words and actions toward China, causing new conflicts in relations." The Pentagon put out new guidance today on limiting civilian casualties from airstrikes. It calls for standardized reporting and response and a special office focused on the problem. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is also asking for plans to ensure that limiting civilian casualties is a priority in each mission. The U.S. Coast Guard has found four more bodies in the search for dozens of migrants off of Florida's Atlantic coast. That word came today as vessels continued to look for 34 people whose crowded boat capsized over the weekend. But officials said they expect the rescue operation to end this evening.
It does mean that we don't think it's likely that anyone else has survived. And again, that's why we say we're suspending and not closing. That's based on the best information we have right now.
The boat had sailed from the Bahamas. Only one survivor has been found. A congressional watchdog issued a stinging review today of the Department of Health and Human Services over the pandemic and other challenges. The Government Accountability Office said that HHS has mismanaged the medical supply chain and is not ready for weather disasters or bioterror attacks. The GAO designated the department as a high-risk sector of government. And on Wall Street, stocks gave up early gains as investors remained uneasy about inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 7 points to close at 34,160. The Nasdaq fell 189 points, nearly 1.5%. The S&P 500 slipped 23. Still to come on the NewsHour, we return to tornado-ravaged western Kentucky to examine the lingering aftermath. Moderna's chief medical officer discusses the ongoing fight against COVID-19. Children go to great lengths to get an education amid ongoing bombings in Syria, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.